SEPTA has run into another stumbling block that will prevent them from hitting an upcoming federally mandated deadline with their aging Silver Liner train cars. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
SEPTA's bought every piece of wire in the country used for the thermal detection system they need to install and still don't have enough to finish the massive project, says Andrew Bush of the transit agency.
All of the thermal wire available in North America. So we're waiting on some more to come in. It's rare that an agency like SEPTA or any transit agency would be purchasing so much of that product at one time, which is what our suppliers have told us has caused the shortage.
Bush says they'll push completion of the work back about 2 weeks to get the wire.
We expect it's going to be between 20 and 30 cars that they can't be finished. They'll have to stay sidelined until we get the wire installed, which, you know, that's a reasonable requirement considering that this was required by the FRA to have this installed to have them continue in service.
SEPTA says federal officials are okay with the delay as long as the cars that haven't been retrofitted stay off the rails. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Port of Philadelphia broke ground this week on a new cruise terminal. It's on a 16-acre plot next to Philadelphia International Airport. Norwegian Cruise Line has the exclusive deal to cruise in and out of the port for the first 4 years. About 40 sailings each year is expected. Franklin Mall, which was previously known as Philadelphia Mills and Franklin Mills before that, is up for sale. The real estate firm JLL is seeking offers for the 1 million square foot property. No asking price has been given. According to the Philadelphia Business Journal, the roughly 137-acre retail property is being marketed as a strong candidate for redevelopment due to its proximity to I-95. Mostly cloudy now, it'll gradually become sunny. Right now, 39 degrees.